Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Raymond, contact! Contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Morning. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Follow the show. Connect with us. Twitter and Instagram. It is Joe and McKenzie. Of course, joemckenzie.com. And the number to call in, 833-563-2539. We got everybody here. We got McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, Lenny Breer, technical producer in Houston handling things. Hey, let's kick it off with you, McKenzie. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How you doing?
Good. I mean, I know we're going to get a lot to it into the tea, but I just cannot stop, whether it's watching on TV, social media, or thinking about Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and a bunch of other people passing away yesterday in that helicopter crash. It's just, I mean, I wasn't even the biggest Kobe Bryant fan, but he's such a big dude, and I think everybody somehow, some way, had a connection to the person.
Well, it was just absolutely shocking. It's one of those things you pray is a death hoax. You're like, is this real?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you go to all your sources, and I just, it was a nation in shock about his death at the age of 41.
Yeah, and just how it happened and all the story behind it. I'm sure you're going to get into, like, why he was there, like, in that area and what was going on.
Yeah, I mean, in Calabasas, California, I was just there, and I have a bunch of friends there that just went hightailed to the scene. And they said it was eerie because it was so silent, but they could still, I mean, quarantined off. It was a sea of media, people, just everyone having their phones. You could still see the smoke from the crash. And it's still surreal. It's unbelievable.
So before all that, like, how was your weekend? What did you do?
I know, it's so hard.
I mean, we're going to talk a lot about that today. We'll definitely get into it.
You know, my weekend was great. I had a super chill weekend with Lucy, my daughter. We just had a great weekend together. We had fun. She had a basketball game. She dominated.
Nice.
She lost a tooth.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was good. I actually purged. I got my place clean. I went to Goodwill several times. It was nice. I just got a lot of things done that I actually needed to do. So
that's
really cool.
It's a good feeling. I saw one thing that you guys did, a TikTok video to Renegade or something. I was like, oh, that's pretty dope.
We did some TikTok action. We did a few other ones yet to be released.
Ooh.
So, I mean, I just got on TikTok, McKenzie Roth, if you want to follow me, but I'm just having some fun. She loves to do it.
Yeah.
And she thinks it's really fun. So it's something we can do together.
No, that is really cool. And she actually knows what's going on because we're like, what do we do? what I got to do?
She's awesome. How was your weekend?
Mine was good. I got to hang out with my wife. We got a lot of things done on Saturday. I'll be honest, guys, I woke up at like 6 or 7 in the morning, but I didn't get out of bed on Saturday. You're gonna judge me till 1 o'clock.
That's so nice. No, I'm not judging. I'm jealous.
Lindsay judged. She's like, get your butt up. We got stuff to do. And we did. We got a lot done around the house. Finally, it's the point of the year where, like, if you have a dog and, like, when it's colder in the winter, like in Indiana or somewhere like that, or in the Midwest where it snows, you may not clean it up till, like, the area cleans up with snow. And let me tell you, garbage bag full of doggy doo-doo. So that was fun, cleaning that up. That must have been a world record. So did that. A lot of housework done. Then yesterday we went to the Home and Garden show.
Oh, how was that?
It was 4 hours we were there. We could have been there longer because we are first-time home buyers. We know we need new siding on our house. I mean, there's a bunch that we want to do, but we definitely need new siding.
Right.
That's got to be done. And it was so cool. We ran into a lot of listeners that were actually there, and
cool.
Give them a shout-out later this morning when they're actually up and awake. But it was really a great time. And just like you, it feels good to be productive. And I felt bad. Everybody at those things, anytime you go to a convention or event, they're like, have a shirt, have a coffee mug.
Oh,
I'm like,
so
bro,
much swag.
Bro, I just donated so much swag to Goodwill, like McKenzie did. I can't. Like, if you ever meet me, please don't give me a coffee mug or a t-shirt,
because right.
I don't even want to donate. I'm just going to say no, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, that's really neat that you guys went, though.
Yeah, it was good. I'm glad she drug me out there. We had a good time. We had some really good food after. Liv the Web Girl, how was your weekend?
It was good. I did a lot this weekend. I tried to get a lot done. Yeah. I tried to get a lot done on Friday. And I had my cycle bar class, which was absolutely great. And then I just kind of got some things done around my house. And then on Saturday, I woke up and I went to my boyfriend's parents' house pretty early in the day. And we kind of spent the rest of the weekend there. Just celebrating his birthday yesterday. It's his birthday week this week. So we celebrated it with his family yesterday.
Did you figure out what you're going to get him? Have you given it to him? I don't want you to spoil it.
So I've given one thing to him. Okay. I got him four different items. I got one thing. I already gave it to him. The other three, I'm going to wait until his actual birthday, which is this Sunday.
Okay.
So I'm going to hold off. But I'm probably going to do like cute little things for him like all throughout the week just for his birthday. But yesterday was really sad actually because all of his family came over and we were going to celebrate his birthday, but we were all obviously rocked by the news about Kobe Bryant. I watched coverage of it from all day. I mean, I guess the news broke about like around 1 o'clock or so, around 1:30.
Yeah, that's when I heard it.
I'm pretty sure. And like the rest of the day, we were just watching. It was on ESPN2 all day, the coverage about it. And it was just so sad. And I mean, he is 30, two older brothers, then his sister's boyfriend was there, and then his younger brother was there. So it was like all of these guys and like me who grew up watching Kobe. I mean, that's my first memories of the NBA, of basketball, and I have a huge love for sports. So, I mean, all day we were just basically around the television, looking at our phones, trying to get as much information as possible.
Yeah, you can't throw anything away in the garbage can without like saying, Kobe!
Exactly,
you know, trying to put
like
it in there.
It's crazy.
Hey, Producer Porkchop, how was your weekend?
It was really good. I worked at the steakhouse all day Saturday and Sunday. I filed my taxes, so that's nice.
Nice!
Yeah.
You gonna share all that money you get back with us?
I'm proud of you. You're like ahead of the game.
Yeah,
wow,
I don't,
already? That's
I don't know.
So early.
I don't know, just because. I mean, I hope I get money back, and if I'm getting money back, like, why would I wait?
He's like, give me my money now. I want it all right now. Okay, that's cool. I'm glad to hear everybody had a good weekend. We have a lot going on this morning. Live the Web Girl will be tackling Murder Monday today, and I hear you're doing about something very kind of popular on Netflix recently, and that's about Aaron Hernandez. Is that right?
Yes. So a documentary has come out, so I thought it would be perfect time for us to kind of discuss it here on the show.
Also, Live the Web Girl didn't talk about it there, but behind the scenes, there might be a little drama between her and her boyfriend, Jewel Daddy. Or at least, does she have a little right to be upset about something that's going on? We're definitely going to talk about that. Of course, Mackenzie, the big thing today, I think the tea, there's a lot to talk about.
Oh,
what's coming up?
Oh, my goodness. Of course, all the details from Kobe Bryant's passing and his beautiful daughter. Plus, we have your entire Grammy recap, the winners, the losers, and who pretty much got stuck in her dress.
Oh, no. All right, don't go anywhere. It is Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
World was shook after news of NBA legend Kobe Bryant passing away at the age of 41 and his beautiful daughter, Gianna Marie, who they called Gigi, on board. She was just 13 years old. Here is the first alert we heard from Fox News.
As we have been reporting the sad news, the basketball world, the nation, and fans around the globe in shock and sorrow with the news that NBA superstar Kobe Bryant has been killed in a helicopter crash in California.
They were in Calabasas. Helicopter spun out, sputtered in the air, hit the ground with an explosion. Onlookers saying it was a complete fireball. They're blaming dense fog for the crash. It's an ongoing investigation. We have some of that 911 phone call.
LA from Willow IC with an update. We have potential three DOAs. We have Lost Hill Sheriff on scene.
Willow IC, is this a private or agency helicopter?
I'll get right back to you.
Kobe and his daughter Gigi were apparently going to the Mamba Academy in Thousand Oaks for basketball practice. So they frequently traveled on board of this exact helicopter. First reports, we thought five people passed away. Now nine people passed away. That's the latest. You know, he was such a family man. Here he is talking about his beautiful daughter Gigi.
I said, you know what? Let me just see how she does in a situation. And she goes to the free throw line, and everybody behind holds up the camera phones, waiting to see. And she looks up and she looks at it and she closes her eyes and she takes a couple deep breaths. And she just completely calms down. She goes to the free throw line, drains them, wins the game. And I was like, all right, man.
Kobe, you know?
I know. I can't. It just takes the wind out of your sails.
It does. It definitely does. And that's okay if you feel that way. Like, no, it's okay to be upset and sad and grieve. That's all part of a process.
I mean, Shaquille O'Neal, everyone making statements saying there's just no words to express the pain I'm going through now with tragic and sad moment of losing my niece Gigi and my friend, my brother, my partner, my dude, my homie. I love you. You will be missed. Michael Jordan saying words can't describe the pain I'm feeling. He was like a little brother to me. Here's Kobe on his philosophy about life.
Have a good time. Enjoy life. It's life is too short to get bogged down and be discouraged. Or you have to keep moving. You have to keep going. Put one foot in front of the other, smile, and just keep on rolling. You know, and that's what really this camp is about.
I feel like when tragedy strikes like this, the main thing is to remember that tomorrow is promised to no one. So all the things that we stress about and sweat about, the little small things, they don't really matter. So, and here's a Mamba out.
What can I say? Mamba out.
Of course, sending our thoughts and prayers to Vanessa. I can't imagine his wife losing her man, her daughter. Thoughts and prayers to the entire family. So, all right, moving on to something much more uplifting, the Grammy Awards. And it was kind of weirdness in the air as well because they were at the Staples Center. It was Lizzo who opened the show.
Tonight is for Kobe. I'm crying 'cause I love you. Before. I don't wanna feel these feelings, yo. Once upon a time I was a hoe. I don't even wanna hold no more.
I love that line in her song, by the way.
I love her so much. She just brought it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Alicia Keys, no better host to come forward and open the show as the news was breaking about Kobe.
We're all feeling crazy sadness right now because earlier today, Los Angeles, America, and the whole wide world lost a hero. And we're literally standing here heartbroken in the house that Kobe Bryant built.
Not a dry eye in the house. I was tearing up just watching that, and then Boys to Men paid tribute.
No
was just so moving, and the Joe Bros came out, gave a high energy performance of What a Man Gotta Do, brought the energy up. Lizzo won an Best Pop Solo Performance.
Wow. One second. Thank you to the Academy, first of all. This is unexpected, really cool. But I want to say, you know, this whole week, you know, I'll be lost in my problems, stressed out. And then in an instant, all of that can go away and your priorities really shift.
Very, very true. Camila Cabello performed First Man about her father, who was the first man who really loved her.
And before they open up the doors, I say, I've never seen you cry before. You say you never looked so beautiful. You know, I'll always be your
That was just beautiful. I'm going to give my style award to Lil Nas X. Woo! Did you see his outfit, his getup? It was neon pink.
I was going to say, is that pink or salmon?
It was like a rhinestone cowboy to the next level. He performed with BTS, Mason Ramsey, and Billy Ray, Lil Old Town Road.
I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I got the horses in the back. Horse tack is attached. Got the hooses black and match. Riding on a horse, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch.
That was great. And Demi Lovato got choked up performing Anyone about her drug overdose back in 2018.
I tried to talk to my piano.
she had to restart it.
Yeah. That was such a powerful song.
I just can't believe she wrote that before she OD'd. Like, where was everybody at?
I know. It was incredible. And lastly here, Billie Eilish. This girl killed. She's the youngest and first female to win New Artist, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Album of the Year.
Ay, ay, ay. Two. Mainly, I think the fans deserve everything. I feel like they have not been talked about enough tonight because they're the only reason any of us are here at all.
Yeah, what an incredible award show.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Today, out of most Mondays, might be harder than most to feel good, to feel motivated, but we're going to try our best. We got Monday motivation. It's positive things we're going to share with you next on Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
If you're feeling good, say
we like to make your Monday as good as possible with motivating stories. I'd like to kick it off with a story about a man that used his coffee to rescue a kitten. How did he do this? Well, check this out. A guy in Canada was driving around on a back road. He was checking some of his wells, I guess, on property that he owned, when he saw three little kittens that were abandoned in the road.
Aww. Look at these little guys. It's all right. Okay. You're frozen to the ice. You've been here all night. Oh man, there you go. You're good. Okay, come on. It's all right, it's okay. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, so he ran to his truck, he grabbed his coffee in his thermos, and he slowly poured it onto the cat's tails because they were frozen into the ice and water. And guess what? Hot coffee, it worked. He was able to take the three kittens home. They were rescued. They were able to rest, recover, and get some worm shots, I guess he gave them to make sure they're healthy. They now, by the way, have an update, a forever home with the family that lost their cat last year. So it sucks some idiot would abandon an animal like that instead of turning it into a shelter. But guess what? It found a good home.
Aww. I love to hear that.
All right. What about you, Mackenzie? What's your Monday motivation?
Okay. So you guys know I love relationship expert Matthew Hussey.
Yeah.
And I like to watch his videos just because he's so inspiring. So if you have been holding on to something you know you should have let go by now, this is for you.
If there's something that has haunted me for a long time, if there's something I've held on to, if there's something I've allowed to become suffering when it need have only been pain. The pain's inevitable, right? You heard that quote, pain is inevitable, suffering is a choice. Pain is inevitable, suffering is a choice. If there's something that's been done to me in the past, if there's something I've been through that I know I've allowed to haunt me, I've allowed to create suffering for me, I've allowed someone to reside in my mind for far too long. And I should have let that thing, I should have let that person go a long time ago. Not because it was nothing, not because I necessarily even have to forgive that person, but because they're living in here rent-free.
If you need a sign, this is your sign. It's time to let go. I just love that. Pain is inevitable, but suffering is a choice. You don't have to hold on to that any longer. Let go.
Good stuff. Live the Web Girl, what is your Monday motivation?
So mine is about a couple who realized that they were in debt, major debt, $114,000.
Whoa.
$114,151. So they decided that they wanted to pay it off. They wanted to pay it off quick, and they decided that the wife's birthday was a perfect time to do it, her 30th birthday. So they said in 2 years they were going to pay it off. So they made a real budget. So they did restaurant expenses, entertainment expenses. They even made an expense for the dog. And so they put a realistic budget. But not only did they just start saving a ton of money, they put themselves to work. So they both had a 9-to-5 job. The wife was a counselor and the husband worked for an IT company.
Okay.
And after that, they also did dog sitting. So the wife has a very flexible job. So when she would get home from work and stuff from her counseling job, she would do dog sitting. They would also rent their car out for like people to use because they lived in the city. They also worked at a gym and got free gym memberships. So they weren't paying for that and also working there on weekends. Anyways, after 23 months, they were able to pay off their $114,000 debt.
That's incredible.
Now a weight lifted.
Yes, now live debt-free. They have a car that they don't owe any money on. And not only that, but they're living the life. Now they're planning trips to Greece, Morocco, and Brazil.
It's amazing what you can do when you don't owe other people money. You get to keep your own money. You can do a lot with it. Hey, that is your Monday Motivation. Text JAM to 52140, and you'll get a link so you can check out that blog. Coming up next, Joe's Need to Know News, the death of Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and others on that helicopter. We'll talk about that. There's a new bill, and I like this, in Vermont, where you can add something really cool to your license plate. And, of course, Super Bowl's this week. We got to talk about that and everything else that you need to know. It's coming up on Joe McKenzie. Joe's Need to Know News, a lot to get to, so here we go. As mentioned earlier, NBA legend Kobe Bryant and his daughter died in a helicopter crash Sunday in the hills of Calabasas, California. There were seven other people on board the helicopter when it went down in flames, unfortunately killing everyone on board. We're going to give you so many details coming up in less than 30 minutes when McKenzie gets into the tea. So make sure you hang out with us here on Joe McKenzie. Not to freak out, but the coronavirus we were talking about that's from China, well, they have now two confirmed cases in the state of California. One in L.A. and another in Orange County. Both people recently returned from the epicenter in China where the outbreak occurred. The fifth case was confirmed in person in Arizona. The two other confirmed cases in the U.S. are Chicago and Washington. Now, it's killing people, but keep in mind, though, too, as much as it freaks out, how many people a year, way more, die from just the regular flu? Not saying this couldn't do something to you. Just wash your hands, be safe, and...
I was going to say, how do we get this?
I think it's just transferable, like sneezing and different things. Kind of like a regular, like, flu would be, the fluidy stuff. Oh, medical professionals like, oh, Joe's an idiot. I don't know. Cover your cough, wash your hands, and all that fun stuff. The guy this morning when I picked up breakfast, he's like, man, I feel really sick this morning. I got to go see a doctor after I'm out of work. I'm like... Please don't make my food then.
Oh, I know.
Please just...
I'm such a germaphobe. This is terrible.
I don't want to die. There is a bill seeking to create a new vanity license plate feature with emojis in Vermont. It was introduced by State Representative Rebecca White. It would allow drivers to add one of six available emojis to their license plate when registering a vehicle in Vermont. Now, the bill didn't say which emoji drivers would be able to choose from. I wonder if they'd ban like the eggplant or the doo-doo emoji or like the pizza emoji. Like, if you could add one emoji to your license plate, McKenzie, is there one that just sticks out in your mind?
That would be so hard to choose.
I think I'd be so dumb I'd probably do the poop one. I wouldn't do the eggplant one.
I would either do like the laughing one because that's the one I use the most.
Yeah, like the crying, laughing,
or
crying.
The heart one.
Wait, would this actually be a part of your registration or would it just be on there as fun?
I think it would
games?
Also. No, I think it would be officially like one of the things. Like if you have like six digits on your license plates, that would be one of them. So in your registration, I guess it would be like an eight. Like your registration is 127896. Emoji, eggplant.
I'm just trying to imagine like calling the insurance company. Yeah, and what's your registration? It's like, they're like, I can't type that. I don't have an iPhone.
I stopped this vehicle. It is 128760 poop emoji.
Oh, or the salsa dancer lady.
Yes.
The blonde.
Salsa. Yeah. Then you're like, I think it's the laughing emoji, but I don't know if it's the crying one. I can't tell from here. Which one is it?
I would do the 100 emoji.
100? Is it how fast you get pulled over going?
100. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know, officer.
Automatically get pulled over.
Well, that's in kilometers, not miles per hour. I'm sorry. Chicken wings are America's favorite snack for the Super Bowl, which is going on this Sunday between the 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. That's a recent survey found that 65% of people prefer that. What's your favorite like thing to chomp down on? I'm going to my buddy Chad's, and he's actually making some smoked wings. I'm looking forward to that. Do you have like a favorite party kind of a snack or thing?
Oh, gee. I always hope this is you're going to be like, boo. I always hope there's like a veggie tray.
I'm not booing it. It's
veggie
not my favorite,
dip,
but it's
and
good.
And there's some fruit. I really like, I like those chips. They're like tortilla chips, but they're like made up from beans.
Do you guys wonder why we didn't go to McKenzie's Super Bowl party? It's like, oh.
I like healthy alternatives.
Nothing wrong with that. What about you, Liv?
It's really hard for me to find something that's gluten and dairy free at Super Bowl parties.
If you could just go wild, you didn't care, what would it be? You're like, whatever, I'll deal with the consequences later.
I like guacamole.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't have dairy or gluten either. But that's my first choice. I love guacamole, or I like shrimp if I trust the people who brought it. If I don't trust people who brought it, sometimes I'm nervous to eat it.
Would
but
you
if
trust?
I trust the people that brought it, then I like shrimp.
Would you trust me?
I would trust your wife.
Okay, noted. And what about you, Chops? You got anything that's your go-to?
Buffalo chicken bean dip.
Ooh. Oh, Kiki makes these cheese sticks. My mom, it's a stick with a twirl of bacon around it, and the bacon's crispy. It is like...
That sounds healthy. No, that sounds good. Addictive. That sounds so good. And finally, today, a couple of special days. It's Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. Who doesn't love to squeeze some bubble wrap? It's National Chocolate Cake Day, and it's Thomas Crapper Day.
Who's that?
The inventor of the toilet?
Well, he did not invent the toilet. That's actually credited to John. No. A lot of people assume that. Mackenzie's pretty close. It's actually credited to John Harrington in 1596. However, Thomas Crapper did help popularize it. We celebrate him today on the anniversary of his death, which happened in 1910. So, yeah, you weren't too far off with your Thomas Crapper toilet comparison.
Well, you just assume, you know, the name.
Yeah, well, I would assume, too, if the guy that actually did it originally out there was John Harrington. It's like, oh, I got to go sit on the Harrington. But it's like, no, I got to... Like, where's toilet from? They should just give it all to Crapper. Give Crapper the credit. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out. Just text JAM to 52140, and we'll send you a link. Who's ready for Song of the Day?
Me!
All right, coming up next, Mackenzie, it's your favorite song.
Woo! Yes, Roxanne, enjoy it.
Song of the Day. Oh, I'm off beat. That never happens, Mackenzie. I feel like I'm a... What's wrong with me?
You're off today.
Okay, here we go. It's the Song of the Day.
Beautiful.
Out of breath, but it is Song of the Day today. And help me if I'm wrong, guys. I often am. I believe the category is roughly it's songs that like we don't know from artists we play on loop. Like these are artists that we like, but maybe you don't know. Is that right? Because I want to make sure people know what they're voting for at 52140.
Yeah, so artists that we play on the reg, but these are songs you might not know about.
Okay, well, let's get into it this morning. Mackenzie, if you don't mind, since you know so much, why don't you kind of tell us what your song is?
I don't know about that, but yes. Okay, well, I tried this one before because I want you to know it and love it as much as I do. It's a bop. She won last night at the Grammys for Best Pop Solo Performance. It is Lizzo, who we play all the time, but this is the one. It's called Boys.
Hey, make a girl go crazy. I like big boys, itty bitty boys, Mississippi boys, inner city boys. I like the pretty boys with the bow tie. Get your nails did, let it blow dry. I like a big beard, I like a clean face. I don't discriminate, come and get a taste. From the playboys to the gay boys, go and slay boys, you my fave boys.
You want to hear that? You know you do. Text the word song right now to 52140. Vote for B. You're not going to hear that today if you don't vote for it right now. So vote for me.
Pork Chop, what's your song selection?
All right, so this one was also inspired by my boyfriend, like my win on Friday was.
Sticking with your winning horse, huh?
Yes. Speaking of horse, the artist is Megan Thee Stallion. So we played her song Hot Girl Summer all the time. Everyone knows that song. You play that on repeat. But a song you might not know that just came out 2 weeks ago is called Diamonds, and Normani is also on it with her. So this is Megan Thee Stallion and Normani with Diamonds. If you want to vote for me, text SONG, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140, and vote for the letter D.
Okay, let's see here. The category, artists that we know, but songs, you know, that we play in loop that you may not know. And for me, I don't know how much we play them now, but we occasionally sneak them in. But man, we used to play them all the time, and I still want to use it even if I lose today. And that is a song that I hope we play on the radio soon. It's by Eminem and Juice WRLD, rest in peace. It's called Godzilla, and this thing is a banger. You're going to want to hear it to kick off your Monday morning for sure for Song of the Day.
Laughing all the way to the bank, I spray flames. They cannot tame or placate the monster.
You get in my way, I'm going to feed you to the monster. I'm normal during the day, but at night turn to a monster. When the moon shines like ice road truckers, I look like a villain out of those blockbusters.
Up to the fire, spit a monster.
If you want to hear that song, which I'm sure you do, text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. You'll be prompted, and my song choice is letter A. That's all you got to type in. All right, Live the Web Girl, last but not least, what do you have today?
So I'm picking one of my favorite songs of all time. It still gets me so hype. It is a Justin Bieber song that was never like on the radio. So it's not like One Time. It's not like Boyfriend. It's such a banger. It's from one of his very first albums. So just no one knows about it unless you're like a hardcore Justin Bieber fan, but more people should. And so hopefully we play it today. It's Stuck in the Moment.
Now you don't want to let go, and I don't want to let you know that there might be something real between us two.
Liv singing background vocals has a deeper voice than Bieber does.
You guys, that song is so good. It's so good.
Let's listen to the very thing right here.
Now you don't
it's so high pitched.
Okay, so it's amazing. You can vote for my song. Please do so we can all listen to it and sing along together. You can text song to 52140 and vote for letter C.
All right, to recap, we have Mackenzie went with Lizzo. It's a song called Boys. Porkchop went with Megan Thee Stallion. Diamonds, myself, Joe, went with that new Eminem. It's called Godzilla. And Justin Bieber is Liv's choice, Stuck in the Moment. Which one do you want to hear? All you got to do, grab your phone, get that vote in right now, and make it count because it's always so close. Your vote can make somebody the big winner today. 52140 is the number you type in and you text song. That's S-O-N-G. Good luck. Song of the day. Voting has now closed. Calculations have begun.
A shout out to Emily, who calls every day, and Alex, he calls every day. We love you guys. They are like our avid voters for Song of the Day.
And I got to give them a shout out today because, well, they voted for me.
They did today, dude.
Thank you. I'll take it. We love it when you're part of the show. That being said, let's recap. Mackenzie, once again, what was the category today that people could have voted on at 52140?
So we're doing songs by artists that we already play, but songs that you might not know, the songs from them that we don't play. I went with my girl Lizzo, Boys.
Make a girl go crazy. I like big boys.
Then we had Porkchop. He went with Megan Thee Stallion, Diamonds. I went with the new Eminem, which, man, he goes crazy with Juice WRLD. It's called Godzilla.
Monster, you get in my way, I'ma feed you to the monster. I'm normal during the day, but at night turn to a monster.
And Liv did prepubescent Justin Bieber. I'd never heard the song, but she knew all the words. She went with Justin Bieber, Stuck in the Moment.
Now you don't want that going.
I think we have to stop her because she'll keep on singing.
I'm sorry, it's so good.
It's okay. There's songs you like. There's nothing wrong with loving yourself a song. All right, the calculations are in. Porkchop, do we have a clear-cut winner today?
Today's results are pretty intense.
Ooh.
Sounds like it the way you're speaking.
So, Mackenzie, how many wins do you have this year?
Only one.
Only one. Can Mackenzie get her second win of the year? Let's find out. Last place, with 3% of the vote, me.
Aww. Not to jinx myself, because I really do enjoy winning, and I'm not trying to be a jerk, but for factual purposes, is 3% the lowest vote that anybody's ever had for a song? Can we look that up?
Yeah, we could try to look that up. Yep.
This is records are important, that's all.
Yep, that's okay.
Sorry about that, bro.
All good.
Good song choice, though.
Thank you. Coming in third place, with 16% of the vote, Liv the Web Girl.
I knew it.
Coming in second place with 14% of the vote, which means someone got a really, really, really big win.
I was gonna say, is this a record winner too?
Second place goes to Joe.
Wow!
Yes!
Mackenzie.
Oh my God!
Is the huge winner today.
Really?
What was the percentage for first?
60%.
Whoa!
Wow!
You guys,
Lizzo won a Grammy and Mackenzie won Song of the Day, baby.
I have tried to get everyone to love this song as much as I love it, and now is your chance to hear it. I'm telling you, you're gonna like it. Thank you so much for your votes.
Lizzo, boys, today's Song of the Day winner. It's artists that we play like all the time, but a song by them you may not know. That was Mackenzie's choice.
Oh, it feels so good. First of all, I never win, and isn't that a bop? It's so hot.
All you gotta do is vote. We'll do it again tomorrow. Text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. I legit had some of the best food I've ever had yesterday, but it almost killed me. 833-563-2539. I'm interested in times that when you were dining, you almost faced death. It could be an allergic reaction. I've heard of people eating something like maybe shrimp or fish or even chicken and like their throats swell up. I didn't have that incident where like I had an allergic reaction, but I was eating some barbecue yesterday. Oh, it was so good. It was brisket, some pork butt, some ribs, some chicken wings. It was just really, really good.
Some pork butt?
Yeah, some pork butt. Oh, it's so...
Does not sound good to me. Go on.
No, I'm telling you, you got to live your life because pork butt is some of the best meat in the world. Just take out the idea of like a pig's butt. It's so good.
So I'm over here eating like Vitality Bowl, which is like acai, like fresh vegetables and fruits and granola.
I'm telling you, girl, you get some meat in your life, you'll never go back. It's so tasty. And I was actually trying to be somewhat healthy. They had some of these Brussels sprouts, which they chopped in half, put in the oven and like some oil. And it was just so freaking good. They had a little bit of honey in there. And I was chopping my stuff up. I was hungry, but I wasn't scarfing it. But somehow, I'm eating, like I said, a Brussels sprout split in half, and I'm chewing it, and I swallow it, and it was just the right size and the right angle, like a Brussels sprout, where it clogged like my airway. Like I was choking for about 30 seconds yesterday on a Brussels sprout, and I'm looking. It's packed place, you know. Nobody wants to. If you ever like had something where you're choking, you don't want to act like you're choking because it's like everybody's looking at you.
That is really scary.
And I'm like. And I'm trying, and I'm like, oh, my God, I drank some water. I can't get it to go anywhere. It's not happening. Lindsay's looking at me, and she's like, are you okay? Are you choking? And I'm like, and she almost starts freaking out. Like, what do you do? Help! Because she's going to have to do the Heimlich. Somebody's going to have some pretty big hands to get around me. Mackenzie, though, it was so bad. People started looking at me, because I'm like, and I don't even want to reenact it. It was so bad, my coughing. But I legit, probably one of the scariest moments of my life, was choking on a half of a Brussels sprout, which it just landed perfectly down my throat where it was blocking my airways. And I even chewed it up. I didn't swallow it whole. But that was the scariest freaking thing. I started choking at dinner. And I don't think I've ever had that except one other time. You mentioned that your mom, Kiki, makes some really good cheese sticks. I had a cheese stick that was really cheesy. And I think that the cheese kind of got like, you know, so thick, kind of like choked on that a bit.
That happened to my daughter. Oh, and it was my panic. It was a sheer panic. We're at a children's museum, and she had a string cheese, and she started choking on it. And you are not supposed to on the back when kids are choking.
Really?
But that's like a panic mode, but that can lodge it even further. Do not do that.
But adults you're supposed to, but kids you're not?
No, you're not supposed to whack them on the back.
I thought you were supposed to do that. Okay.
No, but everyone's staring at us, and I'm hysteric, and finally we get it out. But there's nothing scarier than choking it. And I mean, as an adult, you're trying to play it cool. I've almost choked on a carrot. Like, it's random stuff, the same thing. And I'm like,
and it's not like it comes as like a rabbit, like, no, I'm not going to chew this. She chewed it up, obviously, but somehow,
So how'd you get it out?
I just started, I almost gave myself like a hum. I'm like, I'm going to make
Did
the sound.
Throw
I'm
up?
Like,
Was everyone?
Yes, everybody's looking. Listen, I'm this big fat guy with the bald head and beard, so I'm already sweaty. Like, I'm from this. I'm starting to sweat. My face is just so red. And I was panicking because you can't breathe. And you're like, oh, my God, what am I?
And this is like that'd be a terrible way to go out.
It is. I mean, well, the food was really good. The good thing is if I would have died, I got a lot of the food in before that happened. I kind of saved my veggies for the end. It would have been terrible if I had the veggies first, and that's how I went out before getting any of the barbecue. But I'm just curious. At 833-563-2539, if you went through something like this yourself, or as Mackenzie mentioned, thank God her daughter's okay, but the scary moment that must have been like.
When your kids choke, oh my God.
Or maybe you saved somebody. Maybe you did the Heimlich and rescued them. How did that go down? 833-563-2539.
And nowadays, I'm even scared to do it on somebody else because people sue you. Like, there's been cases where someone tried to save someone else and like broke their rib or something, and then they sue that person.
Yeah, that's a whole crazy thing. Hey, we'll talk to you next on Joe and Mackenzie. Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now, 833-563-2539. I almost died yesterday, which some people might be happy about, but I was eating a delicious meal with my wife, Lindsay. I was eating some veggies. There were some roasted Brussels sprouts, and it was cut in half. Have you ever had those, you know, when they put them in the oven? And I thought I chewed it up, but apparently not, because that one half landed perfectly in my throat and, like, pretty much cleared my breathing, like my pipe. And I was just trying almost, you know.
That is so terrifying, though. It really is.
It was one of the scariest things I've ever went through. Wondering if you went through that moment, maybe you were like Mackenzie, you had somebody, your child that was choking and you had to help dislodge something. What's your story? Renee, we'll kick it off with you here on Joe Mackenzie. What happened?
So I was eating an orange slice one time, and when you chew it, all the juice, you know, goes away pretty quickly, and all you're left with is like the skin in your mouth. And so the piece that I had, all that was left was like the skin, and I was trying to swallow it, but it ended up going down in like one big string. Oh. And so I couldn't get it down because it was so thin, and I was like trying to swallow and trying to swallow, and it wouldn't go, and I had to put my fingers down my throat and pulled the one little string out so I could breathe.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I was panicking.
Well, we're glad you're okay.
Yeah, I'm glad you're laughing about it now.
And once again, just like me, Renee, if we wouldn't went out, we wouldn't went out on a health note, so that's good. Hey, thank you. Let's talk to Chris. We'll wrap it up with him. Chris, did you end up choking or did you help somebody that was choking?
I actually helped somebody that was choking.
Okay, I want to hear this story. What happened?
Right. It was my birthday. This is like 5-6 years ago. And on my birthday at Gray's Cafeteria, you ever been there?
Have not.
It's in Mooresville. It's a very popular place. But the thing is, it's a lot of old people. Somebody was choking, and I noticed nobody went to go help this guy. So I rushed over. I look at him, and just like Mackenzie say, you know, sometimes people get sued.
Yeah.
I asked the guy, can I help you? And he, like, is choking so bad, all he could do was nod.
Yeah, he couldn't even talk. And that's what was scary thinking about it. I forgot. I couldn't talk, guys, when this was happening.
Yeah.
I couldn't speak.
Yeah, because that's weird when someone's like, are you choking? And you're like,
yeah.
Like, well, if you're not going to answer me, I'm not going to help you.
This guy's like 90. So I'm like, oh, my God. My dad, I can hear my dad. Don't break his ribs.
Yeah, seriously, though.
But did you help him? What was he choking on?
He was just choking on his food. I couldn't tell.
Okay.
It came out. It shot out, actually.
Chris, dude, you're a hero, man. Seriously, that is so awesome that you did that.
Oh, yeah, and which is on my bucket list. Save a life is on my bucket list.
I love that.
Dang.
I'm going to add that to my bucket list.
All right, Mackenzie, just be on the lookout for me to choke, okay?
Okay, I'm on it. I am CPR certified. Well, I just want to throw that out there.
We learn new stuff every day about you.
I am.
What's coming up in the tea?
Well, all the details from Kobe Bryant and his beautiful daughter's death, plus your complete Grammy recap, the winners, the losers, and oh, the fashion.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and Mackenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Here's the number. You definitely should give them a call if you have any information. It's 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Live the Web Girl. I'm really looking forward to this. What are you covering today for Murder Monday?
So today we're talking about Aaron Hernandez, who is an NFL Super Bowl champion turned convicted murderer. Aaron Hernandez grew up in Bristol, Connecticut with his older brother, mom, and abusive dad. Aaron and his older brother lived in constant fear of their dad, but they revered him at the same time. He was the ultimate macho man, so their relationship was always very complicated. He would beat his children when he was on an alcohol bender for no reason at all. And when he thought his kids weren't trying hard enough in their sports, which were very important to him. Aaron and his older brother remember a time where Their dad banged their mother's head into the counter so hard until she was bloody and unconscious. So his abuse of was not just for the children, but also towards his wife.
That's insane that he and those kids see things like that.
Exactly.
And what it carries with them.
They witnessed it all. Aaron Hernandez was also sexually abused as a child by a babysitter. It started when he was 6 and continued on for years. It was never acknowledged by Aaron, which led to problems because he never fully coped with what had happened. But his brother remembers it happening, and it was an older boy who forced him to perform oral sex on himself. So even with all of that going on, Aaron was a clear star when it came to sports. In school, he was said to be goofy, nice, and always the class clown. He would make fun of himself before he made fun of anyone else. He was extremely popular, attractive, and was this an incredible athlete. But he had a secret he was hiding from everyone. From the time of junior high to all throughout high school, he had an on-again, off-again relationship with the quarterback on his football team, who was one of his childhood best friends. As kids, they thought it was just messing around, until it turned into a full-blown sexual relationship that they had to keep private, and Aaron was constantly paranoid about hiding. When Aaron was 16 years old, his father passed away while he was on the surgery table for a routine hernia operation. Although they had a complicated relationship, this was a clear moment that defined a shift in Aaron Hernandez. His mom started to have an affair with his cousin's husband, and Aaron quickly moved out and moved in with his cousin. He and his mom's relationship was never fully mended. So he had just lost his dad, didn't have a relationship with his mom, and his brother was off at college. To get away from his mom, he decided to go to the University of Florida on a full ride scholarship. This was when he began to have his first impulsive burst of extreme aggression. It's speculated that he brutally beat up a bartender during his first weeks in school, but because of the caliber of player he was, the university covered it up and never pressed charges. He failed any drug tests, and his coaches purposely prevented him from going home because he knew that that was a trigger for Aaron to get into some trouble. Every time he would go home and come back, he would fail another drug test. After his junior year of college, his coach, Urban Meyer, said that he would not be welcomed back onto the University of Florida team. So he decided to enter into the NFL draft, and with the 113th pick, he landed with the New England Patriots. So he was this star athlete. He won a national championship with Florida. Why was he the 113th pick? It was because when they tested him for all of these skills and these social abilities, his social immaturity was the lowest they've ever seen it.
Wow.
On a male his age. He was extremely immature socially, but his athletic abilities were undeniable. But all of that came to an end in the offseason of 2013. Police showed up to search his home after the body of Odin Lloyd was found. When we come back, we will discuss his involvement with Odin Lloyd and how a superstar became a convicted felon.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
Liv the Web Girl covering something that's really topical, Aaron Hernandez.
Yes, I'm covering the case of Aaron Hernandez. So when we left off, the body of Odin Lloyd was found in the summer of 2013, early June. So Odin Lloyd was friends with Aaron Hernandez, the Super Bowl winner. Lloyd was dating Aaron Hernandez's longtime girlfriend's sister. He played semi-pro football, so they had a lot in common. And they also loved to smoke marijuana together, and they really found it as a hobby and had it in common together. And the two sisters were very close, so the four of them hung out a lot of time, and Lloyd and Hernandez spent a lot of time together. But Lloyd's body was found with multiple gunshot wounds to the back and the chest in an industrial park about a mile from Hernandez's house. So a high school boy was jogging home from the gym when he spotted this tarp covering this body. There were text messages from Lloyd's phone that confirmed he was with Aaron and two of Aaron's friends who have an extensive background in breaking the law. Aaron was constantly surrounding himself with criminals, even though himself, he had never been arrested, never had a run-in with the law, even though he might have should have. He was never booked or charged with anything. So we asked, was this for protection? Was he trying to portray a persona that he was some tough guy? Why was he constantly surrounding himself with these criminals? Either way, the police showed up to his house with a search warrant and ended up arresting Aaron Hernandez in June. They knew they were together that night because of cell phone towers showing their phones in the same range, a slew of text messages before they hung out, and actual footage of Odin Lloyd leaving his apartment and getting into a rental car that was, in fact, in Aaron Hernandez's last name in the late night around 2 a.m. So Aaron's outside home security footage was deleted from that evening, which seemed very suspicious to police. But the next day, they found footage from the camera inside Aaron's suburban mansion, and you can see him holding a gun close to his stomach and sneaking around the home like it's looking for a place to hide it. The murder weapon was never found, but is believed to be thrown out by his fiance once Aaron was already booked in jail. During the investigation, the police found a car parked at Aaron's cousin's house that Boston police had been looking for years. The car was linked to a double homicide of two immigrants who were shot at a stoplight. On August 22nd, 2013, Hernandez was indicted by a grand jury for the murder of Odin Lloyd, along with five firearm charges. All of the guns he owned were illegally owned, which he was not on parole. He doesn't have any history of crime. He can purchase a gun. He legally can have a gun, but for some reason, he decided to go the back route, get it from these criminals that he hung out with, and have guns that he got illegally. He was serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole. And a motive for the death of Odin Lloyd was never certain. Did he do it because Odin just looked at him at the wrong way at a club one night and his impulsive anger got the better of him? Or did Odin discover Aaron's other side of his sexuality and he was paranoid he was going to out him? While investigating Lloyd's death, they found a darker side of Aaron. The two men who were killed at a stoplight ended up falling on the responsibility of Aaron's friend, who was a regular criminal and often had run-ins with the law. Aaron Hernandez was acquitted of the double homicide, but days later, on April 19th, on 2017, correctional officers found him dead at just 27 years old. He hung himself with bedsheets in his prison cell, and he had been smoking K2, a drug associated with psychosis, within 30 hours of his death. Shampoo was found covering the floor, and cardboard was wedged under the cell door to make it difficult for someone to enter him and to try to save him. There were drawings and blood on the walls showing an unfinished pyramid and the all-seeing eye of God with the word Illuminati written in capital letters underneath.
Whoa.
On April 20th, 2017, investigators reported that three handwritten notes were left next to a Bible. One was to his lawyer, one was to his fiance, and one was to his daughter. They were written in a disjointed, ominous tone. And the letter to his daughter was strange, like he was rambling, but also was very tender. After his death, researchers at Boston University studied Hernandez's brain and diagnosed him with chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Never heard of that.
Which is CTE.
Oh, okay.
So there's four stages of CTE, and his brain was at a level 3. The researchers suggested that the CTE, which also results in poor judgment, lack of impulse control, aggression, anger, paranoia, emotional volatility, and rage behaviors may explain some of Aaron's criminal acts and other behavior. Also, his childhood, his past with abuse and sexual abuse probably did not help in hiding a secret life that he had for his entirety of his life. Probably did not help either. But that is the case of Aaron Hernandez.
Wow. Live the Web Girl with Murder Monday today. Thank you so much. Kind of all about you this morning. I hear your boyfriend, Jewel Daddy. He's a good dude, but I hear you're mad at him. Is there something to this?
I am mad at him. I'm not like really, really mad at him, but it's just kind of an ongoing argument that we have. Yes, because of our families.
Okay. I think a lot of people can relate to this one.
Absolutely. We'll dive into it coming up next.
Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Like to give a shout out yesterday. I got to meet a bunch of cool people. I was at the Home and Garden Show, and I saw David, Destiny. I want to give a shout out to her, Jalen and Cadence. Also, Shannon and Skylar. So nice to meet them. Big fans, actually, of Murder Monday, and big fans of the show, and they say hi to everybody. So thank you so much.
Hey.
We love getting to meet you and see you when we're out and about doing our thing. Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now, and Live the Web Girl. Does she have a right to be upset at Jewel Daddy? I don't know. I don't know the full story, so maybe I'll have to hold back judgment. Live the Web Girl, what's going on with you and your man?
So, me and Jewel Daddy are dating, obviously, and we are also very close to our families. Both of us are. And his families live here where we're located. They live about, I would say, 25 to 35 minutes away from like actually where we both live.
That's nice.
So it's very nice. We're there all the time. We see him all the time. Just random things like if we're going to a movie on a weeknight or if we're going down to his parents' house for like a Saturday night, a Sunday day, whatever it is, we're just constantly seeing his family. And we don't get to see my family that often because they live 2 hours away from here. Which is not very far. Don't get me wrong. That's not very far, but it's just hard to get down there because we're both so busy. We have so much going on. And so I kind of think that, you know, when there is a big holiday or there's something going on, I think my family should take priority because we see his family so often. So when there is actually something going on with my family, it's kind of like, okay, we'll drop everything. Let's go. Because we never get to like spend a lot of time with them. I see them more often than he does.
Yeah.
And because I'll go down there without him because he has work or he has friends, things going on. But like, I just think that like they should take priority since we see them so little and we see his family all the time.
Okay. I'm trying to hear what you're saying. And there is the 2 hour difference compared to 20 minutes. With this past thing with holidays that you bring up, for let's go to Christmas and let's go to Thanksgiving, where did you guys go? How did that work out? How did that play out?
I spent it with my family and he spent it with his family. We have never spent a holiday together. Like every single holiday, like
never?
I spend with my family, he spends with his family. Like Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, yeah.
833-563-2539. Hearing some of this story from Live the Web Girl, I'm sure a lot of people, Mackenzie, can relate. Do you agree that she might have a right to be a little upset about this? Or what should she do? Should there be a compromise?
I do. And I think you need to set the tone and set the precedent now. Because should you guys take the next step and get married, this is going to be an issue.
Or pregnant.
A major issue. And then to layer it on when you have kids.
Right.
It is a bone of contention and it'll cause argument. So it's nice now that you guys can kind of make a plan. Maybe we do Thanksgiving here. Maybe we do Christmas Eve here. Maybe we do Christmas here. You know, just kind of a little give and take, make a plan because it'll save you a lot of headaches
right.
in the future.
And see, like I know my sisters all do, they alternate. a lot.
Oh, they, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they'll alternate, like they'll do Christmas Eve with us and then they'll do Christmas Day with the other side and then Christmas Day night or the next day they'll come back over, but it's easier because both of their families are in town.
Yeah.
So it's easier to see both families within a same holiday.
And you don't want to build up resentment, like, because, you know, if you're like, we always are over here. Not that you don't adore them and love his side of the family, but you're like, come on, like, you want it to be a little more even.
I just think that he should, you know, I think he should drop everything when I'm going down to my family's house. I'm always like, yeah, let's go to your parents' house. Like, let's go out to a movie with your sister and her boyfriend. Like, I'm always like, yeah, let's do it. So when it comes once in a blue moon where I'm like, hey, I'm going down to see my family, I think he should drop everything and come.
I see where you're coming with that one. Is maybe as far as holidays, whether they're 20 minutes away or 5 hours away, I think that needs to be split. I don't think automatically because your family's farther away that you get to have both Christmas and Thanksgiving. Just as an idea, I think, like Mackenzie says, you have to work that out. I know I don't have a ton of resentment. I mean, I've come to accept it kind of in the way my wife and I are with our relationship and now marriage. I kind of was a little butthurt that we definitely see her family a lot more than mine. I mean, my family, if you're new to the show, is kind of white, trashy, and disjointed, but it's still my family and I still love them. You can laugh, that's funny. But, like, I feel bad for my mom, honestly, and my grandma, who are getting later parts of their life, that I don't have that many more years with them. And I feel bad because they get gypped every year. We do the same crap, is where we go see them. We don't see them at Thanksgiving, but we see them before Christmas. Like the weekend before Christmas. And I feel like a turd that I'm not there for them actually on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. That being said, for me, it's hard as hell to be around my mom and my grandma because, like I said, my family, there's so many issues going on there. And my stepdad,
right.
It's hard. My dad passed away around Christmas like 12 years ago. So I'm still dealing with that. But I think Mackenzie brings up a good point. You need to, even though you're only dating a year or two, you got to figure that stuff out long term.
Well, if you see, which I know you do, like long term potential, I think now is a great time to kind of set the stage, to set the tone to what you're going to do. Just so you don't have issues in the future.
Let's talk to Angie. Hey, Angie, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. And are you kind of going through this, or do you know somebody that is in Liv's situation?
Yes, actually, my sister was going through this, but they figured it out now with her husband.
How did they figure it out? What did they decide on?
Well, they live like 10 minutes from my family's house, which is her family's house, my sister's family. And her husband's family is like 2 hours away.
Yeah.
But whenever they have a special event, they're always together. So they for like the celebrations, Christmas, New Year's, if they spend Christmas with my family, they would go spend New Year's with their family.
Okay, so just flip it each time. I think that's a really good idea.
Hey, Liv, I have a suggestion. Mm-hmm. You should just do the pork chop. And for the last 8 years, I've just told them I'm too broke to visit them.
But I want to visit them. That's a problem.
Visit them too, but I am too broke.
But this is the problem, though. You want him to be more excited. Because even if he bends and gives
that
in,
is it.
You're still going to have an issue with you want him to be a certain way that he's
exactly. not. Exactly. And he says he is excited and that like he loves to spend time. But I just think that he should see I'm making a sacrifice. And if we get married, I'm making a huge sacrifice by staying close to his family and not staying close to my family, and he should recognize that and also like kind of honor me for that.
So is your
it's pretty a big deal.
Is your Bumble or Hinge on deck? Like you got it ready to go? Firing that bad boy up.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on radio now.
You can let us know. Tweet us, Joe and Mackenzie, what you think Liv should do, or maybe you went through that same situation. All right, we have a situation. And that is, we run out of things to watch. Like, we need your help.
We need some new shows. We are all addicted to you on Netflix. And that is over. And now we're like, what do we watch?
833-563-2539. Would love to have your suggestions of what you're watching and maybe recommend for us to check out. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. Twitter and Instagram. Give us a follow. Be part of the show. We love it. It's Joe and Mackenzie. So, We have a situation here, guys. We need your help at 833-563-2539. Everybody except for Porkchop, so we'll just say everybody, has done watching You Season 2 on Netflix, and we have nothing to watch.
That was such a great show. I needed a new show to get into, and You was where it's at with Penn Badgley from Gossip Girl. So if you haven't watched that, watch it. But now I'm done, and I'm jonesing for another show. I think a lot of us are. So we need something new that's hot, that's not like a million episodes that'll take us that long to catch up on, but that you are addicted to.
833-563-253. Now let's go to Yvonne real quick. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What show should we check out?
I think you guys should watch Riverdale.
No, oh, I've heard good things.
I've heard about Riverdale, but give me the brief, like, couple of sentences. Like, what is it about?
So it's like a small town, and there's these high school kids, and basically there's like a lot of murders, and nobody knows like who committed them. And in the end, like, it's a big plot twist, and it just keeps getting weirder and weirder like every season. There's three seasons.
But so not too many, okay.
Yeah, we could catch up on
all
that.
All right, that's great. Mackenzie, what's your limit? You're like, seven seasons? I'm out.
Like when someone's like, oh, watch Walking Dead. And it was like, oh my, like there's so many seasons. Nothing that's going to take too long. I like about three seasons in, that type of thing.
Okay.
Max.
See, I would recommend, because I thought somebody on the show didn't do it, and this is not super, super new the past couple of years. Has anybody here not seen This Is Us?
I have not.
Because, oh boy, did I cry this week with Randall. Bro, I felt you. I love This Is Us. It gets me every time. It's usually, I watch it on Hulu the next day because it's at 10 o'clock, at 9 o'clock at night, and that's too late for me.
I used to watch it. I don't anymore.
You fell off?
You fell
off? Off of it, yeah.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Hey, Joe McKenzie, who's this? Oh, just lost you. Try calling back. We'll get you on the air. What about you, Chops?
Well, I mean, I just finally got internet, not after having... you know, it for two years. So yeah, I definitely need to get on board too with you. But you can't talk about it until I watch it.
You know what? I think your boyfriend would really like Gossip Girl if he hasn't watched it yet. Anyone who has not watched Gossip Girl actually just needs to go home and start it right now because it's one of the best series of all time. Male, female, young, old, whatever it is, Gossip Girl.
Now, Mackenzie, just to give me a little idea, because I don't know you super well, but like, what are your kind of things that you do like? So you like You, so we know we can build off of that.
Yeah,
but what
I
else can we add to
you.
This?
I mean, my show's Big Little Lies. That's my jam. That's my latest show I was obsessed with. And after Big Little Lies ended over on HBO, in fact, I got HBO just for Big Little Lies with Reese Witherspoon and
that good,
Nicole
huh?
Kidman. Oh my gosh, so good. And then you guys got me hooked on You, which
yep.
I freaking loved. And I'm pretty much open. I want to watch Morning Show with Jen Aniston and Reese Witherspoon.
I heard that's great, but I don't know how to watch it because
right,
isn't it like
Apple
TV? I don't have that. Does anybody, do you watch it?
I watch it. My boyfriend, I think, bought it's like $5 a month.
Okay.
And so he just like bought it like $5 a month and now has Apple TV, which honestly is really not bad compared to some of the other streaming services. So yeah, it's worth it. I've only seen the first episode and I'm already like, yeah, $5 a month, it's definitely worth it.
I love that our phone lines are blowing up because we want your show to be our new show so then we can all dish about it. It's fun when the whole show watches the same show.
Ava, you're on Joe McKenzie. What is the show we can check out?
One Day at a Time.
I've not heard of that. What is that on, first of all?
It's on Netflix.
Okay, and what's it about? Like, give me a brief summary, like a little sentence or two.
Well, it's like a Hispanic family and they have like, they get along so well, but then they all have their own personality. Like, you know, they talk about homosexuality, racism, and everything. It's just hilarious. It's super funny. And then you get attached to the characters so fast. Like, they're the cutest.
All hey, right. Ava, thank you for calling in to Joe McKenzie. Let's go to, we got Fabian this morning. Oh, sorry. Okay, line number two is Fabian. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. Give us a show that we can all watch and check out, because we are kind of out of stuff to watch.
Okay, so I have a lot, but I'll just give you my top two. My first one is Schitt's Creek.
Yes,
oh, yes.
That's
my
on
sister
Netflix.
Watches that and says that is a must-see.
It's very, very funny. And then my second one, it's been out for a while, but Shameless.
Oh, Shameless. Another friend told me about Shameless.
Now, but I heard, though, Mackenzie, like she brought up, if you're just tuning in, she wants something that's not too many seasons. Isn't that like a long one? Like there's a lot of series?
Shameless is, but they're all amazing.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
There's
Fabian.
No lag time.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And let's go to Chris. Ooh, Chris has got a good one, Mackenzie. I don't know if you've seen this, but I never watched it for a long time, and I fell in love with it. Chris, what do you think we should check out?
Ozark. You've got to see Ozark.
With yes. Jason Bateman?
Oh, it's so good.
Yes.
Okay.
You've got
I forget
to see
things.
That. I think the third season's coming up.
What?
And everybody is waiting for this because of
how it
left off.
Okay.
He's won a lot. He won an award for this. Okay, so I definitely, and that's only two seasons in.
Yeah, and it's so good. Yeah, so like as Chris said, season three, I didn't realize it was coming out that soon. I hate waiting for stuff. All right, let's wrap it up with line number one. Morgan, hey, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. Morgan.
Hi.
What should we be watching?
Tell Me a Story on HBO now.
Tell Me a Story.
I got like somebody's mom's grandma's login for that illegally. So how do I watch? Like, what do I need to see on there? What's so good about that show?
Oh my gosh. So it's like based on old fairy tales like Cinderella, Beauty and the Beast, but it's like current, like 2019, 2020. So there's like murders and like kidnappings, like Three Little Pigs, but they're like drug dealers and killers, and it's so good.
That sounds so weird, but I almost want to check out an episode now.
Tell Me a Story.
It is amazing. It's so good.
Thank you,
Morgan. I wrote that down. That sounds great.
I feel like you wouldn't watch it because it's not your thing. Have you ever watched Black Mirror, Mackenzie?
No.
Would you want to watch it?
I don't know. What is that?
Oh, boy. Each one's different. They all don't connect. The thing is, the first time, if you ever watch Black Mirror, spoiler alert.
Is
like
it
the
scary?
No, but the first episode, like I said, they're not all connected because, like, what the hell am I watching? It's pretty much about a guy that hooks up with a pig. But listen, that's going to ruin it for you.
I'm out.
Have you watched Black Mirror?
No, I haven't. It's like, it's very futuristic and it kind of like, it definitely is a thought-provoking show.
It's like, about this, your Black Mirror, your phone.
And it's about like technology in the future and like, are things good for you? Are they bad for you? It's very like mind twisty.
The first one though could throw you off because you're like, I don't want to see a dude with a pig.
Okay, I have lots of options here.
I'm going to send you the trailer. It'll do a better job than me. All right, hey, if you couldn't get through, where do we have this at, Liv, so people can join in the conversation?
It is up on our Facebook and our Twitter.
Wasn't there one called Boys or something also on Netflix?
Oh, no, there's called The Boys.
The Boys.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Okay, that's the one.
And it's about superheroes like in modern day, and it's so interesting because like there's corruption. It's just really good.
Okay, another one to check out.
Love it. Yeah, hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. It's Joe Mackenzie. On Facebook, either Radio Now Indy, Radio Now 100.9, or Radio Now Houston if you're in Houston. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
We have all the details from Kobe Bryant and his beautiful daughter's death, plus your Grammy recap, the winners, the losers, and the drama behind the scenes.
Celebrities, listen, they're just a part of pop culture. They're a part of our lives. And when they pass away, whether it's just of old age or unexpectedly, it can really hurt. It's something that you've connected to and you're a part of. For example, Kobe Bryant, among seven or eight other people, he lost his daughter, and there were other people on that helicopter that went down yesterday, just shocking everybody. And we're still kind of in disbelief. We can't believe it. He was only, what, 41, Mackenzie?
Yeah, that's the shock when it's not like they're sick. It's not like we kind of know, okay, we might lose them. It's just out of the blue, out of nowhere, maybe even haven't thought about them for a few minutes, and then boom, they're gone forever.
What celebrity death, anything, actor, musician, whoever, it hit you really hard. You're like, oh my God, like I really like that person, or I'll really miss what they did. 833-563-2539. Let's get right to the phones, actually. Erica's been hanging on. Erica, who is it for you? What person?
Robin Williams.
I was going to say the same exact thing.
Yeah, I figured everyone was going to say Robin Williams.
Now, what was it for you in particular that you it really just hit you hard about Robin Williams?
That, like, he made everybody laugh, and he was such a nice person and very, like, carefree. And then to find out how he died, really, it kind of put it into reality for me that people that are happy can also still be sad. And it kind of, it just made it seem like it's okay. It's like, happiness isn't guaranteed. Happiness isn't always, like, isn't easy. Happiness isn't easy. It's not something that just falls into your lap.
And he committed suicide back in 2014. He was the age of 63. I think that's very true with a lot of, especially comedians or just people in general. It's like they seem on the outside very happy. Like Jim Carrey, you know, suffered from depression. Mm-hmm. Ellen has admitted she's had her bouts as well. It's like they're very up and then they're very down.
Well, the people that you see smiling and trying to make other people smile, sometimes like you bring up are like they're struggling the most.
Absolutely. And people, here's the thing, check on your happy friend. I mean, I'm a happy person in general, but I mean, those are sometimes the people that carry the hardest, the heaviest struggles, but people don't check on them because they assume they're fine. They're always happy.
Yeah, they never complain. What's wrong with them? 833-563-2539. Let's go to Sky. Sky, who is this celebrity? Hit you kind of really hard when they passed away.
Mac Miller.
Yeah, that one. I mean, just a big fan of the music.
I didn't really listen to his music until probably about a year before he passed. I started dating somebody who was really into him, and then they also later passed.
Oh, wow.
And so it really affected me. And then, like, the day it happened, I ended up, like, going to a bar and getting super trashed and, like, projectile vomited everywhere. So it was super great.
Wow.
Wow.
That's insane.
I get very upset. I was very shocked, and Heath Ledger hit me really hard. And because I hate when there's such a talent that throws their life away from drug addiction. And when people overdose, I understand it's an addiction, but I just, like, life is such a gift, and I hate when that is thrown away as a result of drugs.
I know my little brother Michael, he was a big Juice WRLD fan, and because of drugs, he overdosed late last year, right? Or was it this beginning of this year? Juice WRLD passed away way too young.
He passed away in December, beginning of December.
Yeah, and that hit him as a kid. He's like, he really liked that. I don't think he could fully process it all the way. But then I was thinking back, too, just the other end of it. For example, I don't know the whole nation mourned, but my grandma still talked to her about it when Kennedy was alive, when he was assassinated.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that wasn't, somebody killed him. But that right there, like, she still remembers that a little before maybe your grandma and grandpa back in the day when Elvis died.
Oh,
like, can you believe that Elvis is gone? Okay, here's another musician. We got Courtney. Courtney, you're on Joe McKenzie. What celebrity death really hit you hard?
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a big one. I mean, everybody from kids to grandparents know who Michael Jackson is. You like the music,
everybody.
You know him. Across the world.
And do you remember where you were when Michael Jackson died?
I do. I was at home with my mother. It was her birthday, and she was in tears, and it just hurt us all.
Yeah. I was in New York, I remember, and just the streets, like Times Square, just filled, and the people played his music, dressing up like him. It was just, in shock, just much like we are with Kobe.
I remember I was walking along like a river when I lived in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I see everybody like looking at their phones like, what's going on? Because it was just, it's weird when things like that happen, people huddle together, it's kind of silent, and you're like, okay, something's going on here, and yeah, it was when he passed away. Let's go to Desiree. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. Who is it for you? It's a celebrity that passed away that hit you really hard.
Corey Monteith.
Yes. Isn't he from Glee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people hit hard with that.
Yeah, it was just really sad just because, like, you're watching this show on TV. You're excited every single week. And then at one memorial episode, it hits you and you're just like, oh. And, like, when you find out the reason why, just like you guys were saying earlier about how the happiest people struggle the hardest, especially with he was in a relationship too.
With Liam Shaw.
Yeah, and it just kind of showed that, like, no matter what's going on or who, you know, you're in love with, like, you're always going to struggle no matter what.
Yeah, definitely, Desiree. Hey, thank you for calling in. This is a really great contribution from everybody. We appreciate it. Let's get to one more call real quick. I know we can't get to everybody, but Amy, you have a really good one. What celebrity death, like when they passed away, really hit you hard?
Paul Walker. I was getting ready to go into a bar, and I was sitting there talking, and it popped up on my newsfeed, and I lost it. Like, cried, ugly cried, called my aunt, told her. It was awful.
It was. It was,
he was
so sad.
Gorgeous. I have lots of friends that knew him personally, and they just said he was just such a gentleman, such a class act, a great dad, and a good dude.
This song, even when I hear it still, it makes you cry a little bit. See You Again by Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth, and from the Fast and Furious soundtrack, and still crazy. Just that car accident. It was a professional driver, too. It's not like he was drunk driving or something. You see, like, well, that was a dumb move. Just, nope. Buckled up, doing everything, getting a crash, and you're gone, just like that. When I see you again. Damn, who knew? Hey, if you have anything, why don't you tweet us? We'd like to hear from you this morning if we couldn't get you on air. It is Joe and Mackenzie. Hit us up. That's Instagram and Twitter, Joe and Mackenzie. Let us know what celebrity death hit you really, really hard. All right, coming up in two songs, we've got the dummy of the day. And you guys know who Walter White is if I threw that name out there. Do you know where he's from?
Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad, yes. Walter White is in the news involving drugs. Anybody want to guess what drug it might be with?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, meth. We'll explain the story next after Post Malone.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Today's dummy is a 29-year-old guy in Florida, and his real name, Mackenzie, is Walter White, which, if it sounds familiar, it is. That is the character from Breaking Bad.
Ah.
Well, guess what? Walter White, just like the character on Breaking Bad last year, he was arrested for felony meth charges. Now, here's a little different than the character from Breaking Bad. He was using it. He wasn't actually, like, selling it and making money. He was consuming it for himself. Walter, who was out on probation for his meth violation, just got arrested again for violating his probation. I couldn't find out exactly what he did. But Walter White, he's our dummy today because he's going back to jail.
I'm waiting for your classic line.
I don't even know what you mean. What would my classic line be?
That's messed up.
It is messed up.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmackenzie.com.
Hey, I got your favorite song for you, Mackenzie.
You do?
Yeah.
Yes!
Roxanne.
Arizona Service.
Roxanne. Arizona iced tea. I want one right now. Happy Monday. Joe and Mackenzie, good morning. It is Radio Now. You can follow us Twitter and Instagram, Joe and Mackenzie, and you can call in too anytime on the show. It's 833-563-2539. A lot of great performances at the Grammy, which kind of inspired this topic. And it is, what would your song be? Maybe you had it or you're thinking about in the future for a mother-son or father-daughter dance. Now, I forget the name of this, but it was Camila Cabello. Mackenzie, do you remember the name from the T of what this song is called that she performed last night and her dad was in the crowd? And
so she it's called First Man, and she performed this because he was the first man who really loved her.
Here's the performance, just a little clip from last night.
And before they open up the doors, I say I've never seen you cry before. You say you never look so beautiful. You know I'll always be your little girl.
Oh, it was such a great video, and he's holding her hand, and oh, he's crying, I'm crying, you're crying. Chops, I want to kick it off with you. Do you see yourself getting married one day?
Of course.
Okay, so what would it be like? Yeah, it'd be mother-son dance. What would you, do you have an idea what song you'd want to have?
Well, I guess in this case, I actually picked one that I would probably play for my daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, and I've, you know, in my professional DJing career, I've DJed many father-daughter dances. I've DJed many weddings, which, you know, the dad and the daughter dance and the mom and the son. And out of all the songs, I think this one would be the best. It's Rascal Flatts, My Wish.
Oh, dude. This is classic. You're going to make me cry. By the way, we've been doing it all morning. Mascara alert.
Get the tissues.
It's okay, guys. Act like you're chopping onions in your car or at work.
I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow. And each road leads you where you want to go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside,
you're going to get me right now, pork chop. You're gonna get me right now.
But more than anything, more than anything, my wish for you is that this life becomes all that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold.
Oh, does that get anybody else all like teary-eyed this morning?
So sweet.
What a great song. So your future daughter, You think that's the song you're going to tell her? Like, hey, you should go with this one?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I like that. 833-563-2539. Mackenzie, what about you? What song, like a song you had when you got married? Or
yeah. Okay. Well, this is all the above. This has always been. So I'm one of three girls. I'm in the middle.
Your poor dad.
And my poor dad. But my dad, he is just, he's just the best, and he's an excellent dancer, and he loves music. We share a love of music, we always have. And so my song with my dad, actually all of my sister's songs with my dad, Temptations, My Girl.
Good choice.
Sweet, there's a grandfather dance coming up, and Lucy will go with my dad, and they'll dance to this song. It's like, this is the song. I mean, years and years from now, I will always think of him. And when it comes,
all those
on,
memories.
Yeah, it's just a feel good, like in my soul. So that always reminds me of my dad.
I love hearing all that with your sisters and now your daughter. That is great. That is a good one. Live the web, girl. Your father one day will be lucky to get rid of you. I mean, one day we'll get to walk you down the aisle.
Yeah.
Have you thought about that? Maybe Jewel Daddy's the guy. Have you thought about maybe what song you would want?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have thought about it, especially like everyone I know is getting married, I feel like, and I'm going to so many weddings. And so, yeah, I've definitely thought about it. And I think I would pick Because You Loved Me by Celine Dion.
Ooh.
Just because.
That would just be not a dry eye.
I know. And my dad, I'm going to start crying even talking about this. And I don't know why this is so weird. But he's like literally my best friend. And we just have like another relationship. I have three older sisters. But for some reason, me and my dad just kind of vibe on a different level. I'm almost like the son he never had just because we're such goofballs.
Yeah.
And we both like love to watch sports together. So I'm just very close to him. And so a lot of who I am is because of him. For all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true.
Teary-eyed this morning here on Joe McKenzie. Okay, now I brought my song in last because when this played at the wedding with me and Lindsay, we got married a little over 4 years ago, it was just a beautiful moment, and I felt like everyone's like, what the heck? This is their song? And I don't know if you guys could be honest here. It's kind of too late now, but I don't know why I felt like this song connected with me, but I don't, maybe it was inappropriate for the wedding for a mother-son dance.
So you danced to this song with your mom?
Yes, and it's a song, it's a cover, that Shinedown cover, the song called Simple Man, and it's an acoustic version, and I don't know, I think that's all it is. Like, my mom, like my whole life, just wants me to be happy, just wants me not to worry about things, and just to do the best I can with what I got. And so I went with that song, because I didn't know what the heck to pick. We really didn't have a song like the history you and your father have, which is really cool with my girl. So this is what played, and just honestly looking back at it, I felt like it was less awkward in the room. Maybe it's just me, but imagine this playing.
And you can do this, oh baby, if you try. All that I want from you, my son, is to be satisfied and be a simple kind of man. Be something you love and understand. Baby, be a simple kind of man. Won't you do this?
Goosebumps right now. Aww. But I don't know. Do you think you could be honest? Do you think if you're there, like, well, I'm so glad Joe and Lindsay invited me to the wedding. What?
I just feel like that would be just tempo wise a little hard to dance.
It was very hard, and my mom already is like, I don't know what I'm doing here.
It's not that kind of fast. It's that kind of slow.
Oh, you stepped on my foot.
But I mean, that's what it's about. If it's meaningful to you, it's your big day. So cool. Who cares what everybody else thinks?
See, now I want to get remarried, and I want to be like doing My Girl with Mackenzie. I just want, like, I know it's a weird song, but I want it for myself.
My dad legit could go on Dancing with the Stars. I mean, he was twirling me around the whole, like, everyone's just watching us.
That's
He's
it.
An excellent
Guys,
dancer.
We're going to do a Joe Mackenzie Dancing with Our Parents.
Yes! I would love that.
I feel like there's an injury possible with either me or my mom. So maybe we'll sit this one out. Hey, tweet us. We'd love to hear your song. It is Joe Mackenzie. And now I sing Joe and Mackenzie.
That's so evil.
Joe and... Okay, hold on. Joe and Mackenzie.
I like... You
Joe and Mackenzie.
That sounds cute.
Thank you. It is Joe Mackenzie. You're cute, we're cute, and gosh darn it, it's a Monday. Hey, thank you so much for checking us out today. There was 5 minutes or 5 hours. You can check it all out online at joeandmackenzie.com, Twitter and Instagram. Go give us a follow. I got to be honest, I've been slacking on my Instagram lately. Liv won't even go there because you know the last video I posted on my IG? It was when we did the Box of Shame. I won't even say it because Liv is in the room. But anyways, we do put a lot of good stuff at Joe Mackenzie, so check that out and you can follow us all on there. Let's go with you, Mackenzie, first. What's your day looking like for a Monday?
Well, it's Monday, so I got to start the week off right. I'm going to go for a great workout with my trainer, Tyler, FitFlex Fly F3. Then I'm going to speed over to Recovery Room USA, do some cryotherapy. Oh, yeah. And then I have some errands to run, so nothing too groundbreaking. And I got to finish laundry I did not complete from the weekend.
How many loads did you get done?
Like three.
Boy, you had a lot.
I have so much to do. It's
insane. I know.
What about you guys?
I actually have some laundry to fold up, but most of it's just like already, put away. It's folded up. I just have to put my underwear and socks away, which is fine. That stuff doesn't get wrinkled and nobody sees my underwear. So we're all good. Otherwise, we'd have a problem if people were seeing my underwear. I'm supposed to work out this afternoon, so I'll do that. I need a meal prep. I didn't do any of that yesterday, so I'm kind of running on empty today because I don't have any food prepped, which is important. But man, I kind of see why people do meal services now, like to have the food prepped.
Sure, yeah.
Because it is a lot of work. I mean, but it's also worth it though, so you can be healthy. So I got that. I assume Chas will slide in a Call of Duty game today. I don't know what his schedule is, but just keep on keeping on doing my thing. What about you, Chopsies?
Yeah, I'm pretty exhausted, so I'm gonna try to catch a nap because, you know, I was working at the steakhouse all weekend long, and I am there working tonight as well at 5, so.
All right, dude. Cool, man. Well, I hope you, if you do work, you make a lot of money, and I hope you get rest before then.
Thanks. Me too.
Liv the Web Girl, how is your Monday looking?
I have to teach a cycle bar class later tonight, and I'm also filming a video with Mallory, who is on at nights here. Mm-hmm. So we're filming a first video for a new segment that we're doing together. So I'm really excited about that, and I need to go to the grocery to get some odds and ends for the week.
Wait, you're just going to tease us and not even tell us what it's about or what it's called?
Well, it's just going to be about different topics that are happening like in pop culture. So it's kind of going to be like a little bit of like a rundown between the two of us, kind of getting like our hot takes on things.
Oh.
Yes, we are very, very different if you know Mallory. She's like the chillest girl in the entire world, and I have absolutely no chill. So
I look forward to hearing that and seeing that. Cool. Well, hey, we can't do any of that unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.